Hello Heartlands, my name is Raynal Francis Manu and I would like to welcome you to the Sounds of Heartlands podcast. I'll be your host, guiding you through conversations with members of our Heartlands community so they can not only share their stories but laugh insights with us all. Today's episode is called Success Isn't Loud. It focuses on what success actually looks like in school, especially for students who are starting secondary school and beginning to figure things out as they move through year 7 to 8. And today we're joined by Miss McQuaid. Welcome.
Oh, hi, Renelle.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Excited.
Very. You know, I've been waiting for this for ages,
Renelle. She has been waiting for this for ages. So to start off with, can you tell us a little bit about your role at Heartlands and what a normal day looks like for you?
Okay, so I am the engagement officer for year 7. Mm-hmm. And what a day looks like for me at Heartlands, I mean, gosh, every day is different. I'm sure you've heard this by plenty of members of staff. But I guess as soon as I come in, I'm switched on. Like, I'm working straight away. Straight to business. Strictly business. So my day starts at 10 past 8. Okay. So I will always make sure I'm early because I always like to be ahead of the madness and the chaos. Yeah. So when I come in, I settle myself down. I'm always liaising with Mr. Haynes, who's our head of year 7. So we just have a little catch up and we...
Touch base,
exactly. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as that happens, go straight downstairs and I'm on the gate. Mm-hmm. And that's a crucial and important part of my role. Especially I'll be able to pick up uniform issues. Yeah. But besides always focusing on the negatives, it's just a lovely way to start your day, you know? So it's a great opportunity for me to have conversations with the kids, see how they're feeling. And also if there's anything on any of my year group's minds, any of the students, they know that they can come and speak to me. So that's a great day. And then, the day just begins from there. So it's always a range of issues, always ensuring if there's any children or any of my students going to engage, always ensuring that they arrive there on time and they're set up and they're prepared for the day. And then, just ensuring everything is smooth from a behaviour point of view.
Yeah. Okay, so on this podcast, we do a round called Quick Fire Favourites, and you literally just answer it as quick as you can.
Okay.
So, favourite subject?
Music.
Favourite book?
Becoming by Michelle Obama, one of them.
Favourite film?
Home Alone.
Favourite country?
Ooh. Dominican Republic.
Ooh.
And I have to mention my homeland, Ireland, as well.
Ooh, yes, tell them. Favourite hobby outside of school?
I would say cooking and also I mentor some children at the moment with music stuff.
Ooh.
So I help them with songwriting. So that's really enjoyable.
Favorite break time snack?
I would say white chocolate cookie.
Is it?
Yeah, I love that. They're my favorite.
Favorite school event?
Favorite school event, I would say, I love the Black History Month events.
It's a common one.
Do you know why? There's so much energy. There's so many talented individuals, and I love to see them showcasing their talents. But also, most recently, I mean, forgive me, I forgot the name, but it was the most recent Easter event as well. It was just nice seeing loads of different cultures come together and them demonstrate and display all their talents, which was really lovely.
And a fun fact people wouldn't know about you.
Ooh. A fun fact that people wouldn't know about me. I mean, I feel like half the school knows this, but not everyone. But if you didn't know me and you haven't had these conversations with me already, you wouldn't know that I used to sing. Exactly. Well, you know that now. Yeah. But I used to sing. And I took it very, very seriously when I was a little girl.
Oh, lovely. Yeah. Okay, so in terms of students that are starting secondary school, so they'll be joining in September.
Yes.
What's it like when year 7s first start secondary school?
If I'm being completely honest, it's a massive change. You're transitioning from maybe having one teacher all day to having various different teachers. I think the best advice that I can give is take one step at a time. You know, you can't rush understanding everything exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you can't rush greatness either. Mm-mm. And I think it takes a while. And I think you just got to give yourself time and just know things will make sense when you start practicing, say, for example, remembering your timetable, remembering everything that you need to pack, making sure that you're prepared for the next day. I think timing is everything. So you just got to give yourself some time and be patient.
And also give yourself grace.
Exactly. Definitely. Yeah. It's a massive change. So I think as long as you have the right mindset, you've got a support network outside of school that can encourage you. And then also, I think it's just a big reminder to anyone that's joining Heartlands or they're going to be here in year seven. You've got a safe space at school and there's loads of people to encourage you to feel okay.
Okay. So what do you think most students don't realise about the transition at first?
I think a massive shock for them is, say, for example, making sure you're always on time, knowing that there's consequences.
Yeah.
You know, for example, if you're late a certain amount of times, realizing that there will be detentions, things like that. And that can be a shock. Of course, it takes time. But you're in year 11 now. You know how it is. And you'll be able to motivate
them. It's still annoying.
It can be. But you've got to make the right decisions.
Yeah.
And I think just always remember, it's habits at the end of the day. It's things to prepare you for the real world. Being on time is essential. And that's in anything you do in life. So I think that can be a big shock. And then realising, oh no, I'm a couple minutes late or I'm 20 minutes late. Yeah. That all adds up.
Adds up, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think for me, it's just that little 30 seconds and you're like, nah, I was here though.
I know. It can be frustrating, but you just got to always prepare yourself. Now you know sometimes, okay, you might be 30 seconds behind. Let me ensure I don't do that again.
Yeah, definitely.
So that's key.
So what changes do we normally see towards the end of year seven? I know you're kind of at that point now.
Yeah, I think, you know, as a young individual, you start to get comfortable. So you might now be really scared when you first enter those big, massive gates and you're starting to get used to all the rules and everything. And I think once you have an understanding of that, you can get a bit comfortable. And I think it's just important as a student here, no matter what year group you're in, to always not get comfortable, because then that's when negative change can sometimes happen. And it's always good to just be on top of things.
So have you ever seen a student doing really well, but they didn't realise it?
Yeah, I have. And obviously I can't mention names, but yeah, there's been some great successes in our year group so far. Academically, how well a load of us, like for example, today we had an amazing assembly, which was led by Mr. Greenwood. And he was able to identify and spot, I believe, 20 plus students in our year group who are ahead of the game when it comes to their attendance, when it comes to their grades, etc. I hope I'm getting that right. But no, I think that's amazing. And what was great is every single student was able to stand up and we was able to give them a round of applause. So I think it's really nice that we're able to recognize that. So again, that's good. And then I think it's an example to other students in the year group that you're capable as well. Just because those 20 are recognized maybe from an analytical point of view, everyone in this school and in my year group currently all have something special within them, and you've just got to remember that.
So what are some of the quiet wins you see in students that go unnoticed?
I would say, for example, merits. So in my role as an engagement officer, how it comes across probably to yourself and loads of other students is that you're always focusing on a child that may have a negative behaviour or maybe being disruptive. But I think recently, which is great, we received these lovely postcards that were made and designed by Miss Lewis. And a year seven star postcard is what we received. All year groups have it, where it has each year group and a star and at the bottom of it. And I was having a check-in with one of my students called Olivia. And I said, oh, Olivia, let's check your behaviour records, see how you're doing. And I was just amazed. She had over 1,300 merits, I believe, and not one demerit. And that's amazing. And that only came to my attention 8 months within this academic year, you know, and just having that check-in. So then I thought, you know what, I'm going to make her day even more. Wrote her a postcard. Gave a phone call home, a positive phone call, which was great, and then gave her some little goodies.
So important.
It is. And that made her day, and I could see that. And that was nice.
Yeah. I'm sure it was.
It was, Ronelle.
I remember when I used to get little stuff in year seven, and I used to be like, oh, yeah. Go home, show mom. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Mom, look.
And did it give you the confidence?
Absolutely.
Exactly. There we go.
So in terms of pressure and comparison, because I feel like you probably find that a lot in year seven, where do you think the pressure in school actually comes from?
I think it can come from your mindset. Mm. Maybe, you know, everyone learns at a different pace. And I think the teacher's main aim when teaching is to make sure that the kids are always understanding and trying their best and understanding what they're doing. And I think sometimes everyone has different abilities, everyone has different strengths. And I think sometimes that can create a lot of pressure for a child, because they may be sitting next to someone who's really academic and is really understanding everything that's going on in the lesson from the start to finish. But then you may have a child that may get a little bit lost and confused. Yeah. So I think that pressure can create that overwhelming feeling where I'm not good enough or I'm not doing well. And again, I think a strong message here for all kids, no matter what year group you're in, is that everyone learns at a different pace.
Definitely.
And just because you may be two steps behind someone, it doesn't mean that you're not going to eventually understand it. And I think it's essential for people to understand that it can sometimes be unnecessary pressure. Sometimes pressure is good. But sometimes I think it's just good to know that.
What was it you said to me today? Pressure makes what?
Pressure makes diamonds.
Okay.
And it does. And that means, as in, pressure can create greatness. Like sometimes when I'm under pressure, I can deliver better than I would when maybe I'm a little bit more relaxed. Definitely. Because you know that you've got a deadline to meet. You know that you've got expectations to meet. You know that also, for example, for me, I want to make sure that I can create impact on this child. So, yeah, there's various things.
Okay, so how does comparison show up between students, even in ways people might not always notice?
Good question. I would say, I'm having a little bit of a think here. Usually the answer comes out straight away, but repeat that again for me, Ronelle.
How does comparison show up between students, even in ways people might not always notice?
I think for me, I can, it's like body language. You might not verbally express it, but I think one thing that I've noticed is, say, for example, again, a child is feels like maybe they're getting targeted for a certain behavior. Another child might see that and say, oh, miss, but so-and-so got in trouble and they didn't, or this and that. And I think you've just got to remember that sometimes we're not comparing behaviors. We're not, everyone's different. Every situation is treated and handled fairly. And I think that's sometimes maybe what children forget as well. In the moment, they feel like they're being compared to someone else, but they're not. It just gets handled differently. And then you'll have that conversation when that member of staff is ready to explain why they're thinking how they're thinking.
Definitely. So what do you think helps students kind of step back from that mindset and kind of just reset?
I think having conversations with like a trusted adult. So for example, myself, I think, you know, it's key to have conversations with young people to ensure they don't feel like that. So I think it's very important to understand the why. Why are you having that thought process? What's made you think like that? What's made you feel like this? And I think they're the conversations that I have on a daily basis because it allows one, myself to have a better understanding, and two, for the student to express how they're really feeling, and then how we can navigate that and unlearn some of those thoughts.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so going on to speaking about growth.
Yes.
What would you want one of your year seven students to understand about not rushing their progress?
I think just being a bit more kind to yourself. Like if you feel like you're struggling with a specific subject, or you feel like you're falling behind with homework, take that opportunity to speak to your engagement officer. Miss, I'm struggling here. How can I do it? Or speak to your teacher. I think it's building that confidence. And I think it's just important for people to realize, especially in year seven, it's okay to ask for help. You're going to be here for another 4 years. And if you don't ask for help, you're never going to know where you can improve.
Definitely.
And yeah, I think that's important for you to grow as individuals.
Okay. So in terms of confidence, How do you think people and students can start to feel more confident within themselves for their own journeys?
I think self-help books are great. I think reading about how to develop your mindset. Mm. You know, there's a very, it might not be appropriate for all ages, but there's a very famous book called Let Them. Mm-hmm. And it's about a psychological theory. We've spoken about this before. And, you know, it's by someone, a lady who is an expert in this. Her name's called Mel Robbins, and she's the author of the book. And I think it's just very important for people to read, learn about how to accept things within yourself, learn about how to, you know, improve your mindset.
Definitely.
You know, knowledge is power. And I think it's extremely important for everyone to remember that.
Definitely. Okay, so wrapping up now.
Yes.
If you could leave all the year sevens that are listening with one message about success as they move into year eight, what would it be?
Cling on to your focus. Mm. Cling on to what you know is right and what makes you smarter, what makes you more respectful, what creates you to be a better version of yourself. And I think if you listen to the trusted adults around you, try your best in every single subject, you will result into a great human being. And that's not just being part of our Heartlands community, that's also ensuring that you become a great person in the real world. So I hope that's answered your question.
It has. And so I would like to thank you for joining us today and being a part of this episode. I hope it's helped students think a little bit differently about success and their own progress in school. And to sign off with, my thought of the week is, some of the biggest progress is the kind that no one else sees. So this is Raynell signing off. Until next time.
Oh, amazing. Thank you, Raynell.